Oh, fuck. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Warstop Radio every week, 7 p.m., where we love loving Blizzard stuff. And we talk about all sorts of electronics, games, interesting stuff that we're doing, but with a focus on Blizzard games. This week's episode, we're going to talk about Wings, we're going to talk about Logs, we're going to talk about 3D. With me, as always, to my left on the screen is Gino.
Hey.
Below me is Richard, and the other corner is Alvin. Hello. What's up, guys?
Yo.
What's going on, man?
So, Richard, I wanted to start off and ask you, now that you've had your chair for like 6 weeks, how do you like your chair, your racing chair?
My chair?
Ricardo.
Yeah, it looks good.
I like it. For those of you who can't tell, it's a DX Racer chair. It's designed. It's basically a car chair that's just made into a computer chair. It's a car chair at your desk.
You know, I looked at a lot of those chairs. They're all like similarly priced, and they're all kind of like racing chairs too. Mm-hmm. What made you choose DX Racer?
Is it on sale?
Or the others?
Yeah, I got it. I only went with it because it was on sale on Mass Drop.
And oh.
I think they're the most popular brand out of all of them right now. They're kind of the flagship out of the racer chairs. I know a lot of the sponsored gamers have them. But as far as comfortability? How comfortable they are.
Comfort. Stupid.
As far as how comfortable they are, they're good. The thing I like most about them is their adjustability. They can recline, put your feet up. they're built very well too. They're sturdy. They're dense. I've never had a chair this well built. It feels like it'll last a good 15 years.
Easy. Dude, I need a new chair, Lou. I feel like I always try to sit up on my chair when I'm playing games. When I'm aware of it, but like eventually I'm just gonna sit like this. Mm-hmm. It just usually turns to this. It's terrible.
It comes with the lumbar support, but I always end up slouching anyway with it. I don't know. I can't decide whether I like it or not yet. The lumbar support, still can't decide. I tried it with it, without it. I can't make up my mind.
Is it leather?
It's like a pleather material.
Is there leather on your butt?
Yeah, it feels like leather, but it's more breathable somehow.
Has it molded to your ass yet?
No, not yet.
Because I have that problem with computer chairs because I'm fat, and so it like molds to my ass, and then by having a year, like it's down to the wood.
My butt cheeks are
down to the wood, and the leather's around it.
If you're gonna buy one of these racer chairs, be sure to get the model for you. The reason why each company has so many different models is because each model is designed for a different body type. So you kind of want to get a bigger one to fit you, since it curves and it hugs your body.
What are you trying to say about Alvin?
I didn't know there's different builds.
Yeah, you might need a double T. I don't know, just do your research. Do your research if you're going to buy one of these.
You need the back seat to a racing car.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, dude! Those aren't even bucket seats!
It's good though. I think it was worth the money. There's a saying I've read: you should spend a lot of money on what separates you from the ground. So you should spend a lot of money on your bed, spend a lot of money on your shoes, spend a lot of money on your chair.
I don't know, man. Those things cost as much as a GTX 970.
Yeah, they're expensive. But if you say the last 15 years, it may be worth it.
Yeah,
this is $20 at Walmart.
Yeah, right.
How many hours a day are you spending on your chair?
Too many.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but if you gave me the fucking choice of like, a GTX 970 or a DX Racer, I would go for a 970 and sit on a fucking ottoman.
Does that make you a better gamer? How about that?
The 970 will make me a better gamer.
So, what would you rate it on a scale of A through F, Richard?
A through F. A minus.
Hey, Mice, could you ever go back to a normal chair and be like, this sucks?
or would you? Or is it?
Whenever I sit on my office chair.
Yo, I was about to say, what do you have in your office?
Yeah, just like a regular mesh, one of those mesh chairs. I mean, it has all the good stuff, you know, Klein, Rock, adjustability at my office, but I still hate it.
What would make it A plus?
Damn it, you stole my question, A plus? You asshole.
Price? Lower price?
Yeah, probably about price.
Oh.
Yeah. But...
what feature?
Even the price... the feature? If it had, like, a foot part. Like a full lazy boy.
three pedals?
Yeah. If it came with the rest of the car, that's the only thing.
That's the only thing it's okay, realistically.
I am. paying that money? Shit.
That sounds like a pretty good thing. I want. My wrist hurt now, mm-hmm. So I need something I feel like more ergonomic. And I heard those chairs are more ergonomic, mm-hmm. And your back feels better.
The most top tier are Herman Miller chairs, I think they're called. But those will run you like $700.
Are they still racing chairs? Oh, doesn't IKEA make imitation versions?
I think they do. I think so. I don't know what's so great about them. I hear great things, but I think racing chairs are a good way to go.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
It's at a good price point. It's not as expensive, and you get what you pay for. It's good quality.
Yeah. I'm looking at those Herman Miller chairs right now. I'd still rather have a fucking racing chair. They just look way sexier.
They look tight. Hmm. Yeah, every pro gamer has one.
Just like us. It's all we're missing.
You're right. You're a step ahead of us. Anyways, other stuff. What have you been playing, Alvin?
Fucking still playing GTA. Nobody plays anymore.
Nice.
I'm at that point where like I'll play if like other people are on, but like if there's only two other people on, I won't log on.
You know we were waiting for you last night, right?
Oh, I passed out after the bar.
Yeah, we noticed.
I was so tired.
Let's do a heist tonight, guys. Okay, guys, I'll be right back. Wow. Doesn't come back.
So tired. Welcome to my world. I stayed up till 12:30, like I said I would, though.
Wait, that was after you guys got back from the bar? Like, oh, let's do a heist?
That was at the bar. They're like, let's do it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the one that scheduled to, like, all right, tonight... We're doing a heist, alright? Everyone, get on.
You guys started playing HOT, so I was like, alright, I'll wait for this.
Me, Kelvin, and Marlon sitting there going, where's Gino?
You guys are playing HOT.
We like, didn't touch HOT. None of us touched HOT.
It was yeah, just you were. No. What happened, I remember you coming online, and you were like, we'll be back. And then Jonathan's like, where are you going? And then and then you're like, none of your business, Jonathan. And then Marlon was like, I don't know if we're going to play GTA or where Gino went. So I guess I'll just play HOTS. And then we didn't know what happened to you. So that's why they played HOTS.
Oh, okay. I did lay on my bed.
And you fell asleep?
Then I woke up on my bed.
Naked.
No! Why?
Oh, shit! She did it! Oh,
shit! Well, that's tight. Blank. So how you feel about GTA? You still pretty happy with it, Alvin?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. I mean... It'd be more. Of course, everything is more fun with more people. But I just finished flight school. That was a pain in the asshole. But yeah, it's still a lot of fun. I'm still discovering new things. You know, in that honeymoon phase of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Since I came on late, but it's still really fun for now, I guess.
Nothing will compare to the first week of like actually trying it out.
All right, thanks, dude.
You fell for what I like to call Zooey syndrome.
Goddamn Zooey.
Zooey's our friend that always hypes up a game, and then once we join, he quits every time without fail.
Like I know for me it was he bought me the copy of Diablo 3. I played with him for like once, and he stopped playing, and then he got me hooked.
So he bought me Diablo 3. I did not join a single game with him. Like, Zoo, you getting on? Oh, no.
So it's so tight now.
Howard, play Hawks. Do you have a beta key? Are you going to play? Play that. Maybe one game with him.
Zui just likes to spread the joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we talked about GTA a lot. Sounds like you're liking it. How about you, Richard? What you been up to?
Playing a whole lot of Heroes. Yeah. Heroes. I also watched Mad Max yesterday.
Yeah, how was that?
It's good. It was really good. 98 on Rotten Tomatoes currently.
Really?
God damn.
Yeah. Whether,
no way.
Whether it's a 98, in my opinion, I'd say 85 to 90. It's a good movie, though. Yeah. Think Borderlands mixed with Sin City and 300.
Dang, that's a good-ass score.
Yeah, really good visuals. Not much of a story, but action-packed for a full 2 hours.
Straight up, I didn't even like the first Mad Max.
Completely different. Completely different feel. It's really cool. It's
I would just go to watch Charlize Theron's bald head.
Really good acting in it. Tom Hardy has like 10 lines in it, but he killed it.
Damn.
Yeah. You guys should definitely check it out if you get the chance. Especially, you guys have like that $8 theater, right?
Mm-hmm. Tuesdays, $5 Tuesdays.
Yeah. Check it out. It's great.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't even do the movies anymore. I just dread having that feeling of having to go pee during a movie.
Does it happen that often? Is that a problem for you?
It happens every time I watch a movie. Dude, so I just don't watch movies.
You're like a 6-year-old man.
Even if I go right before, like for some reason, it's like I'll just think during the movie. It's like, damn, I'd have to pee. And then it's fuck, I have to pee.
Then run out and pee, man. It's not that bad.
You right before and then you stop liquid intake.
Easy. All right.
But these nachos, they're so spicy.
Jalapenos, come on. Come on, Gino. Yeah. And other than that, just waiting for Witcher 3.
All right.
You already download it?
Not yet. Not yet. It's not out until 19th, tomorrow?
I don't know, because the code I got from GOG, it lets you pre-download 7 parts of it, and I could, this last patch to play it, I just downloaded it right now, I'm going to apply it.
Yeah, it's nice. Released until tomorrow, so 12 a.m. tonight.
I don't know, GOG released it at 4 p.m. on the 18th.
Well, the download, yeah, could download it, but I don't think you play it until the 19th, right?
We'll see.
Hey, Witcher 2 looks tight.
Yeah, rave reviews so far.
Everybody's yeah, been going yeah.
Wild.
Hey, so did fucking Dragon Age Inquisition, well, and I hated that game.
Why'd you hate that game?
It took all the mundane parts of fucking MMOs, and they just put it into Dragon Age, like mining and stuff, and like a lot of like running. It was just
Gino hits running.
Maybe the people that liked it didn't play WoW or weren't that into WoW.
They don't understand.
Yeah, they weren't so burnt out on the MMO aspect. Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? Since before I got my new card, I wasn't excited about this game at all. But I'm actually a little bit excited about it.
It looks good. Looks
just to test my card really, with it.
Yeah,
the game looks good.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. Mm-hmm. I heard it's almost 200 hours of gameplay if you do everything in it.
Like dang, side quests and everything.
That's weird considering Witcher 2 was like a linear, pretty short game.
A linear? The fuck?
Linear. Witcher 3 is an open world now.
That's not what we were talking about.
Yeah, we're not commenting about that.
Linear. Oh.
English?
I don't know what you guys are talking about then.
Hey, don't worry about it, it's not a big deal.
I was drinking coffee while you guys were talking.
Anyway. Gino, speaking of you talking, what games have you been playing, man?
Wait, let me bring up my list.
You've been playing a lot.
Well, the first big game I'll start out by saying I just upgraded a bunch of parts of my computer. I added 250 gig SSD. So, and I already had a 128 in there. Then I had 16 nice. Gigs of RAM and the 970. Mm. The first big game I threw at it was an early access game called Dirt Rally.
Well, how do you like that? I saw you playing it.
I don't know if I could recommend it.
Oh, it's bad?
It's, it's I don't recommend it unless you want to learn how to play it. I freaking suck at it. It's like the most hardcore racing game ever. I haven't gone higher than fifth place in the game.
Oh, it's freaking, dang.
Like there's like stability and traction like control. Like if you put it to 5, it'll help you from like spinning out and stuff. I have it cranked up all the way and I'm still crashing all over the place. So
that sucks.
No, I my favorite racing game.
My two favorite racing games
growing up were Need for Speed Underground and Colin McRae Rally 2005, and I still haven't found a replacement for Colin McRae 2005. And I was like, oh man, this is it. It's my Codemasters. But I don't know. And I was pretty good at that game. Now I fucking suck.
Wasn't exactly a racing game.
Fuck you, man.
It was. You drifted 75% of the race.
That's what rallying is, dude.
In Underground.
Underground.
Yeah.
But dude, man, I just don't even try drifting in Dirt Rally because I know if I fuck up, that's gonna add 30 seconds to my time. I mean, I'm scared to even fucking go top speed. Once I like start going a little bit fast, I like start to get nervous.
Pump the brakes.
I start pumping the brakes for no reason. There needs to be an easy mode for the AI. It's fucking ridiculous. Alright.
They had good autosport. I was looking on Steam. I was looking on Steam earlier today. I was like, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah. It came out last June. This was a problem I had with like the other dirt games. It had all these game modes that they forced you to play that were fucking lame. Like, monster trucks and shit. You remember those? And the only mode I would like to play was the rally. And this is a whole game devoted to it. So
there's no monster trucks in this one?
No. Oh, well,
I would think the monster truck would help you out at this point. It's slower.
The stupid thing about it right now is they're forcing me to drive like these cars from the 40s at the beginning.
Yeah, they're but so I guess slow, right?
Yeah, I want. It's like I don't want to fucking touch it unless it says Evo or STI.
Maybe that's, you know? You're supposed to work your way up, man.
Fuck that.
This game's too hard. I'm too fast. I'm going too fast. Fuck this.
Even in like free play mode, they don't even let me touch the STI or the Evo.
That's how like, all racing games work. Like in Gran Turismo, you work your way up. Like if the slow ass cars first. And then you work your way up to the fast-ass car.
Like, right now, I'm blaming me crashing into shit on me not having an Evo or an STI.
That's like...
Evos are just faster, dude.
That's like you doing a beer bong and getting mad that you're getting drunk.
Come on, I'd be mad if it was only one beer bong. Alright, moving on. Like, at this point, I was just, like, kind of just throwing a shit ton of games at this, like, seeing how far, like, how good I could make it. So, it was, like, Bioshock Infinite. I was just playing. I already beat it, but I was just playing through it again, just for fun.
Not
looks amazing.
At 970 trouble, not at 1080p.
Yeah, I know.
4K.
Yeah.
You know what? Another game that, like, kind of like, still gave it hiccups, like, once in a while. Metro 2033.
That's a demanding game.
Yeah.
Shark Crisis 1.
Yeah, probably.
Windows Vista?
On Windows XP.
Probably the best thing I threw at it was fucking Metal Gear Ground Zeroes.
Gorgeous.
Metal Gear Ground Zeroes, if Phantom Pain is just like 50 or 60 more hours of what Metal Gear Ground Zeroes was, I'll be happy with that. Because that was so fun.
Mm-hmm. Too bad it's so short, but...
It's short, that was nice and short. And the last game was Batman Arkham Asylum. Like, just because I got Arkham Knight with my card, I was like, you know, I should play through those Batman games. And I don't think I'm going to. I feel like Batman is just button mashy. Doesn't even look that great. I don't know.
Story. Isn't the story good?
Yeah.
Or you gotta be a comic book fan.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not into Batman that much. But, I like, maybe, no, the combat is, like, what really I don't like. It's too easy.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought you'd like it because it's so stealth-heavy. And you, like, can strangle people and stuff. It's pretty tight. I mean, I never play it. I still watch people play it.
The game's also too easy. I'm playing on hard, too.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't think I'm going to play that game.
Too easy.
Yeah. But Dirt Rally, that's fucking hard.
You get really good at it.
Thank God you have an SUV.
Yep. That's it.
So, all right. Steve.
All right, we're moving on. I'm going to bring this back. This is a Blizzard show. Playing... I'm not playing that much. I'm actually playing Hearthstone. Hearthstone a
lot?
Not a lot, but that's what I played most. Like, today, normally Monday is my big gaming day. I was like, oh, I don't feel like playing Heroes. Like, I don't know, there's no one to play with right now. And sometimes it hurts my wrist playing. It's like, I'm not going to play it. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, your wrist hurt from playing Hearthstone?
Yeah, my wrist hurts from playing Heroes sometimes. So, I was like,
What's your seating position? Like, how high are you compared to your mouse and keyboard?
I have good seating position, but it's like, I'm at work, I use the computer 85% of the time at work on the computer. When I come home, I'm playing my computer for some more. Like, just over time, it gets bad.
Do you guys pivot with your wrist when you play?
I try not to, but I know I do. Just like I try not to slouch, but eventually I start slouching.
Yeah, I do all shoulder. Like, I just flop my hand on the desk. I think.
Ow, shit.
That's a good way to do it.
But yeah, I play a lot of Hearthstone because it's like a chill game. It's like, just play this. I mean, I like it a lot.
iPad?
I play on my computer and my iPad because I can. A couple of times I just do something else while I'm playing it, so that's what I've been doing. I'm just playing, I was watching Netflix and Twitch. Mm-hmm. And
that's what I like.
It's pretty sweet.
It's casual, super casual.
I'm actually playing it right now. It's casual. It's.
Are you grinding out the PCs right now?
I'm playing NPCs right now just because we're doing the show, but earlier I just started playing ranked. I'm level 24.
Oh, nice. You get a card back if you get to level rank 20.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Sweet. I don't have any card backs.
I think if you get all the classes to rank 10, you get like 1,000 gold or something.
Really?
That's like 1,000 gold.
Yeah, 1,000 gold. That's like.
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah, there's like 6 packs or some shit. Worth.
It's pretty good.
Worth. Definitely worth.
Wow. Yeah, I've got like 5. I got 5 of them to level 10.
Did you do all the dungeons yet?
I haven't spent any money yet.
Free cards, man.
Free yeah.
cards? Literally. Well, not. I'm no, just, not
well,
literally.
They're not free.
Literally.
I don't think that's the best way to put that.
How much is a pack in Hearthstone?
Like $1. 100. Well, I mean, like, gold-wise, it's 100.
150 gold?
Yeah. It's 130
gold 100 right now.
Gold? 100 gold? $2.50?
No, it's like $1.
No?
50? It's like $1.50?
No.
50 packs of cards is like $50. 40 packs is $50. Right? Each pack comes with 5.
The smallest amount you can buy is 10. Right?
Yeah, it's $1.25.
Oh. So, yeah. It's
$1.25. All right.
You said $2.50.
Stupid.
What about 2?
You only buy in two packs?
I haven't played in one, right? I haven't played in one. I was accounting on inflation.
right.
Yeah.
Hearthstone?
So yeah. But
you like it?
Playing Hearthstone, I like it. It's fun.
What kind of deck have you been playing? Just one. I never
made up a deck yet.
Oh, you
I don't know how to make a deck yet. I'm just playing whatever the pre-made ones are. I try to make a mage deck. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. And like I played it and I was like this is stupid. This deck sucks. Like, I knew immediately, like, this deck sucks. Because I couldn't do anything. I got clobbered. Like, I have to read a guide.
All right. The best thing to do is have a decent curve. Just, how do I explain it?
Mana curve.
Mana curve, yeah. Like, you want a good amount in the beginning, and then taper it less. Like,
Yeah.
Like, you don't want as many high costing minions later on. Depending on your class. Like, it's complicated.
It's hard to explain. Great explanation. Yeah, I get it.
Because priests can play control. Because priests can play control too. Because their hero power is kind of designed for it. Because they can heal themselves and they can go into the late game. What's the simplest? Warlock's probably the simplest. And either hunter or warlock are simple, straightforward, and they're good.
Okay, let's say I wanted to make, like, Face Hunter. How many packs would I buy before I have, like, a legit deck, do you think?
Anywhere from 1 to 200, honestly.
Kelvin's never really spent any money on this. He spent, like, a year. He didn't buy the expansions or anything. He just played with gold. He bought a couple packs just for the hell of it, but he really didn't need to, he said.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
Define how much to buy to what? What are you trying to do?
I want a good deck.
A good deck to do what?
It's hard to understand you until you play. Like, I used to, that was my question initially too, is like, let me just say I'm spending $20. Like, is that a good deck? What can I get with that? But once you play, you're like, you just need to learn how the game works first. And then you can build it. Like, you don't have, like, a standard build or, like, six pylon or whatever. Like, I feel like you just kind of, once you understand the cards, then you could probably make your own deck. Like, that's kind of the approach I'm going. I'm just going to understand the game first, get all the class cards, then try to figure out how to make my own deck and figure it out myself.
Like, win, regardless, you're going to win some games, for sure. No matter what, you're going to win some games. Because, like, in the higher echelon, or the lower echelon, so the crappier people,
they're
going to have crappy cards too. So you're going to at least win 50% of the time. And it usually holds that ratio. Like, the good players, they won't win more than like 60% of their games when they're grinding to the top. Everyone's grinding at every stage of the ladder. So you're always going to be winning games.
Oh, okay.
As long as you get 60%, you'll be legend. Yeah. Like, fact.
So
I guess you talked about this again already, but what's, like, the easiest deck to start out with if I don't have any, like, card, like, base decks?
Just to give you
some wins.
Build Zulok. Zulok's.
That's what Kelvin suggested me too.
Yeah, Zulok doesn't really take any legendaries.
I also feel like once you climb up some rank, but then you'll probably get to get to, like, let's say level 20, and then you'll just get stuck or something because people know how to beat that deck or something, or the deck will have a limit. But I don't know. That's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to build that Zoo or Luck deck after I get used to this game.
Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people in the beginning of the season, they'll play Zoolock. They'll play those decks that have fast games. It favors that kind of play style in the beginning of the season because faster games, they can climb faster. No one really likes to play control in the beginning of the season because the games take forever. But control decks, they generally have a higher win rate.
What is a control deck?
I was even going to ask that.
Priests.
So what would that mean?
It's like basically when someone plays something on the field, you always have an answer for it until you run them dry or you overrun their board. You take complete control of the board, and then they can't do anything.
Have you ever got to a game where you use all your cards in your deck? No.
Yeah. A lot of times.
It goes into fatigue. You see it a lot in control versus control in competitive play. Because competitive players will do the correct plays, and they'll have similar decks, and it'll run to fatigue.
Oh. Yeah. That was so what happens in fatigue?
So every round, you've run out of cards in your deck, you take one damage, and then the next turn you'll take double that damage, and then double.
No, it's not double. Damage. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're just plus one.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's plus one.
I thought it was double.
Now you, every card you draw.
Oh, okay.
You, you take one plus one damage. So like by turn five, you'll be taking like six damage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's usually an instant lose in Yu-Gi-Oh.
If you run out of cards.
Yeah.
Wait. Anyways, yeah, I like Hearthstone. I'm getting used to it. Understand how the game works a little bit better now, and I'm gonna keep playing it some more.
Maybe I'll actually start it up this week.
You say this every week, Gino.
You say this every week. Let's be real.
This way, I said maybe. Don't count on it though.
We
especially
don't.
Especially with a 970.
I like playing on my iPad.
It's nice, right? Have you played on your phone yet?
I haven't played on my phone yet.
Dude, play on your phone when you poop?
Well, there goes work productivity.
Productivity? Yeah.
That's a good idea, play on my phone.
Just bring your charger.
Computers at work could probably handle it.
Where you start spending money is like when you see a deck someone's playing, like on Twitch or something, or you see a cool deck someone plays against you, like, ooh. I want to play that. That seems really fun. Yeah. And then you're like, I have almost enough dust. I'll just spend some money and chant some shit.
Is that how it starts?
Yeah.
That's when the jug is introduced to your bloodstream.
Hundreds of dollars later.
I think I've spent at least $150 on Hearthstone.
Damn. That's a lot.
Yeah. Same here. They made good money on me.
They got you, dude.
They got me. Got him.
I just want Dr. Boom, dude.
Stupid ass.
It was worth it, though.
Just want those cards.
Worth it?
Worth. I got a lot of legendaries out of it. Time well spent.
Good. Good.
Keep telling yourself that.
Mm-hmm. But now I don't play anymore, so I haven't played in a while.
Money well not spent.
I tell myself I'll come back one day. But I still play every month enough just to get that card back.
Well, that's good.
Rank 20. Not too hard.
The minimum.
Wait, what's a card back?
Oh. You want to take this out?
Think about the words card and back.
It's just like a cool graphic.
Oh, the back of a... Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Linear. <That's>... Linear.
That's...
It's the back of the card. You get like cool art and stuff for every month that you play or like...
All right, well, that was the longest what are we playing segment ever. Where were we? What the hell are we talking about now?
So this past weekend, I came across this website called Hots Logs. If you guys are not aware, if you guys play Heroes of the Storm, all your rankings are tracked. Every one of your games are tracked.
I didn't know this.
You have a hidden MMR. If you go on Hotslog, you can look yourself up and see what ranking you are. It's divided by Quick Matches and Hero League. So, if you're into that competitive kind of thing, as I am, you can check out where you're standing in the rest of the population.
I wish I had known.
It tells you even if you don't have to register for the site. It's the site. It just tells you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where do you stand?
I am currently at Diamond.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah. Of course, it'll reset once again. Nerd. Comes out on June 2nd, but yeah, something a little fun to keep track of.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Speaking of which, once the game comes out, how do you guys think the competitive format's gonna be like? Do you think it's gonna be like League, where it's gonna be like Diamond, Platinum, etc.?
I think they already said it was gonna be like that, right? And I honestly like it like that. Except the only thing I hate, like, you remember doing ladder in League? To get to the next level, you had to do your placement matches?
Mm-hmm.
Not placement matches. I forgot what they're called.
Placement matches, yeah.
You have to win, like, 2 out of the 3 matches to get to from, like,
matches?
Silver to gold. Those rank-up matches, yeah. Whatever they're called.
Promotion?
Yeah, the promotions.
Yeah. That was pretty infuriating if you ever lost that series.
And I hope it's not like that.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. StarCraft had leagues as well, right? Did they?
Yeah, they had it diamond, platinum, copper.
They didn't have promotions, but they had like a bracket of the top 10, right? And you had to consistently stay in that bracket for a while or something, and then you would get pushed up. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, Gino, go ahead and explain it.
I don't.
Why do I remember it being like 0 to 100 points, and you had to get to 100 points. No, and then you had to beat some people.
You're like ranked, so there's like let's say you're a diamond player. They rank like they have like 15 different groups of diamond players. Each group has like 100, I think, or 200, mm-hmm. and then you basically climb within that rank of 200 people in your group. And then you get like a special icon if you're in like the top 20 of that group. Mm-hmm. And then if you're in the top 20, you're winning a lot. I don't know how they calculate it, but then that's how you get bumped up.
Nice. Yeah, they just start throwing people higher than you, and if you could beat them, they just bump you up. That's what I just remember doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's kind of hard to move up. I felt like you had to play a lot of StarCraft to move up. Mm. I don't know. But I also felt like my win rate in StarCraft was about 50%, so it felt like it was pretty nice, like balance or correct.
It's interesting because HOTS is gonna have, you know, that regular ranking system, and then they're gonna have the team league on the side. So I wonder how that's gonna work. Do you think team league is where all the competitive players are gonna be at, or
I see. That's a great question.
That's solo queue.
I guess it'll probably be like CS:GO, where you have like there's not really a team league, but like you have your own ranking, but all that matters is what you're playing with.
Yeah, who
you're
playing.
I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. Alvin, take it away.
I don't know. I know just about as much as CS:GO as you do. All I do is play the game.
So, you guys think like the hot shot, the hot shits teams are going to be in the team league?
Yeah, I think so.
No, they always are. I mean,
I don't remember. Do you know if because in League, you could only do solo queue or duo queue for ladder.
Uh-huh.
But you couldn't, like... Yeah, you couldn't group up with three people. But in HOTS, you could do ranked with as many people as you want.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to make it so you can only do it, like, solo? Or...
Yeah, that seems kind of skewed, right? Because, like, if you're queuing as an entire team the entire time, if you're five players of... crazy guys, you're gonna be boosting each other's solo rank like crazy.
Yeah,
restricted.
Hmm.
It'll probably be restricted. I mean, they probably see that and they'll be like, "Oh, yeah, you're right."
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, it makes sense right now. They're just making it free reign because it's beta, I guess. Hopefully, they restrict that.
I hope they do.
So, what do you think? Like one single and duo queue.
Single and duo. Is what it should be.
That sounds reasonable to me too.
That way, like, if people do want to do teams, you're not gonna have like fucking five versus, or like just do it in the team league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but solo, you can only do solo or duo.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Same with LOL.
What makes it easy for competitive HOTS? They can just grab for the top few teams from team league every season. And that could be like their, what is LCS called that? The rookie teams?
The challenger teams?
The challenger, yeah.
That's
how they can
recruit wild card.
Challenger. Yeah, the wild card teams.
I read what Kelvin's talking about in chat. He says, I think Solo League's going to be more important when. That's where every game is at.
A team game, though.
But I feel like also yeah. Heroes is so team heavy. But really, like, how often do we all play five of us together?
Yeah.
So then, like, most of our time we probably would be, I guess, in the solo queue, right? Because you'd need to be a team of five for the team queue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense for those people that, you know, just want to like to EP'd and have because they don't really have consistent friends to play with. But like
no friends at all.
Competitive scene. I'm speaking strictly competitive scene. All the big players are gonna be in the team league. Like
well, of course. But it's also like you see on League of Legends, like the freaking pros. They still do solo queue and they just play that a lot.
They only do solo queue. It seems like there'd be the rare occasion
to
where
practice.
They
practice.
Yeah. And so like if that's where that's where, like, okay, so let's extrapolate that for, like, a regular person, you or I. Realistically, I'd probably spend 70% of my time playing that. Mm-hmm. Because that's how it is now. Like, I spend most of my time playing with...
randoms.
Randoms, or with, like, two or three of us, but hardly ever five people. Maybe once a week I play with five people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm with Kelvin in this.
Well, the only time pro players play with their team is when they scrim other teams.
Yeah. Right?
And mm-hmm. Yeah. When the pro gamers play by themselves, they're naturally that high just to practice. So, I don't know where I'm getting at, actually.
Honestly, I haven't really even touched this new patch recently.
Really? Kel'Thas?
Kel'Thas is broken.
We should talk about Kel'Thas.
Is he broken?
He's not broken.
Like, no, the reason I really touched it, I was like, fucking hell, I was just spamming Diablo. He was just so fun to play, and then I just saw those changes. I'm like, oh my god. So
they didn't touch Tyrion.
I know. But, like, Diablo was actually getting a lot better.
Game didn't change for the worse, changed for the better, in my opinion. Kel'Thas was a good addition.
Yeah, he's a good addition, but he's just so powerful, and now I want to play him.
Yeah, I bought him. I spent money on him.
You did?
Yeah.
Real money or gold?
No, cash. Cash money.
Oh, shit.
Cash money.
Yeah. I played him. He's good, because does good damage, but he's not without his faults. He has weaknesses. He's vulnerable. He doesn't really have any outs if he misses. Even as Hurricane. Like, he shoots out Choke a Hurricane. He can only empower it, and it'll hit three targets, and it'll CC them, but if he doesn't empower it, it'll only hit one. And other than that, he doesn't have much to get away. So if you whiff that, you're pretty much fucked. Mm. Yeah. But his offensive capabilities are awesome. So,
dude, I didn't get killed out of nowhere. It's ridiculous. Like, I'll be walking away, like, all right, time to go heal. And then something just explodes, and then I die.
Pyroblast?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Pyroblast is probably the hardest hitting spell in the game right now.
It's like not even like a spell that's dropping or anything. I'll just be walking away, and then just
Living bomb. Yeah, it also puts a dot that explodes on you after a while.
So dumb.
So he can talent it where living bomb, he sticks it on someone. Once it explodes, everything around it also gets affected by living bomb, and then it can keep spreading. It's kind of like it's AIDS.
It hops to another target.
Yeah. And it keeps exploding. So you want to get away from each other when you're playing.
You know what pisses me off? There's no debuff, like, you know the thing where it shows you your debuffs in LoL in the bottom? Is there an option for that in HOTS?
No.
Because I don't see it, so I never know when Living Bomb is on me.
Oh, yeah, it's really small. It comes like a tiny little circle, like the size of your pinky nail. It's stupid small.
Oh, they need to fix that.
Yeah, wait, on your bar at the bottom?
I think it's like next to your portrait, right?
It's next to your portrait. On the bottom left. Little tiny icon.
Yeah. I know it's like on the opposite side of your buffs or something.
I think. I don't even know, dude.
Yeah, but they need to make that bigger. But this patch is good. If you guys haven't played, you should definitely play.
I've been playing. I played against him, but I only played a couple games and it didn't seem that.
Yeah, he's not OP.
Yeah, it didn't seem like that. That's good.
I need to find someone else to fucking nerf Diablo.
Nerf that bad.
You know, actually check your rank, you know. Your platinum. Not too bad. 2,500. You're actually pretty high.
Wait, I forget. Yeah. Platinum's higher than diamond or diamond?
It's right below diamond mode. He's only 500 points off.
Diamond. Oh. I want to see now. You just type in your Blizzard account name?
Battle tag? Your battle tag?
Oh. Yeah. Hot log. Sounds like hot dog.
I know why. Because Gino won like a million games when he first started.
Because.
I don't really play as much, but like when I do, I fucking win. That's how it is.
Because you always play with friends, right? If you're always.
Let's be real.
Yeah. That's why I'm high too.
I'm like Blake Griffin.
That's why I'm high too. I always play with friends.
Sorry about your Clippers, Richard.
Oh, okay. Dude.
Clippers. RIP, go Warriors.
I'm not a Clippers fan.
You went to two of their fucking playoff games, you bitch.
They were free tickets.
This just in, Richard's a team hopper.
I'm a Lakers man. What, I can't go to a game?
Damn, they lose second round of playoffs. I'm no longer a fan.
Oh, man. Yeah, they choked. It was very interesting, very entertaining. I'm trying to type in my... I don't know what my battle tag is.
Yeah, after yesterday, I saw those Game 6 highlights.
Hit your friends list? Oh, shit. Hit your friends list?
Oh, nasty. McNasty. I don't know what the hell my battle tag is.
Hit your friends list on BNET, and then you have to put in those numbers after a few.
Oh, I did. Steven, number 1503. What the?
That's a very vague battle tag name. That's why.
But I have my number. All right. Anyways, moving on. Speaking of Diablo, Cal level, we talked about it in pre-show. There's no rewards, but it looks cool. I haven't played it.
I'll just watch I don't plan to video. Play it.
That's not like something that would like get me back. I am planning on playing Diablo again near season's end to make sure I have a ladder spot.
You should print out a sheet, Gina. You can use our laminator. You can hang it in your wall.
Why near season's end?
It is?
No, I'm asking you why near season's end. Dude, aren't you going to be
Because he
like,
just wants the name.
I was already like pretty high on the ladder in Diablo 3, and then like I was only... the only way I could get a little higher was getting better versions of the shit I already had, and that's going to take like hours of grinding. I just didn't feel like doing that right now.
What if you're already locked in position?
I probably am, honestly.
Oh, then you're just not going to play again if you're already locked for a spot.
Yeah, I got pretty high. I was like 513 out of 1,000 on for monks, and me and Qua got pretty high, like around 600 for duo G riffs. So I don't know. I'll check around like July, and if I'm not on there, I'll play again.
Are 5 people G-Riffs a thing? Like, do people do that?
5 people?
Or no. 4 people? 4 people, sorry.
yes. There's a lot. There's like team. Like they know. They all know each other.
They're gimmicky though. Gimmicky.
They have like the perfect group. They actually have people who play Witch Doctors and shit.
I played Witch Doctor. Not the support doctor.
Those guys are gods of groups, man. But yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Alright. So one thing I wanted to talk about last week that we didn't. Because there's actually a lot of talk last week, but I want to talk about Oculus Rift. 3D. Woo! What do you guys think about 3D? Do you think it's going to affect us? How do you think it's going to affect Blizzard? Are you going to get it? How much would it be if you wanted to get it? Now I'll start with you, Alvin.
You know me, constantly out of money. So, I mean, like, it has to be a ridiculously good deal. Because it seems like getting all that gear, it'd be expensive. Like, expensive. So, I mean, have you seen what it starts out at? Or have they released any pricing details?
They haven't released the pricing details. They said it's going to be around the Samsung Gear VR price, but they haven't specifically said maybe $250, $300.
Oh,
that's kind of cheap for what I think it would be, but I think that's the price that's a price I'd be willing to pay if it was really cool.
Yeah, I'll do the usual wait and see about the reviews and stuff, and then we'll play horror games online. Stream it.
Who the hell is eating potato chips?
I'm eating candy. Sorry.
No. Put your mic on mute. It's gonna get hella hit your bag.
My blood sugar's low.
yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I was gonna say, this is like something you connect to your computer, right?
No.
Yeah. You need a beefy computer too.
This is its own thing.
Quad core.
You need like a badass computer, and then you need this peripheral that's probably gonna cost around $300 and up. I just don't think it's a good value. And there's like no fucking... This thing's going to be released, and there's no killer app on release. So I think it's a waste of fucking money, honestly.
So what would be a killer app for you?
Fucking like Metal Gear Phantom Pain. I don't know.
Then if the next Halo was on it, would you want it?
No, not even.
Okay.
I'm
going to name some stuff. You tell me. Call of Duty.
No.
Metal Gear, okay.
It's got to be Metal Gear.
Porn.
Oh. Yeah, I know
porn.
It's not.
Porn.
Okay.
Oh, have you guys seen the YouTube video of people watching Oculus Rift porn?
They're I like so how funny. I like how they're trying to look away, but they can't. Dude, imagine if they made like Oculus Rift like porn, but like girls' point of view.
No, what if, no, what if porn... no, no, stop it!
It's like,
get out!
You just imagine yourself getting drilled.
Genius fantasy come to life.
Oh, dude, but yeah, I like those POV videos with Oculus Rift. That could be a selling point, but I don't even think they'd say that.
What if Pornhub was trying to sponsor League of Legends team to appeal to gamers, and then they're like, okay, you buy a 2-year subscription to Pornhub, we'll cut the cost in half of Oculus Rift for you, and you'll have Oculus Rift exclusive content. Okay, it wouldn't be compelling, maybe not. We may not be the audience for that, but actually we would be.
I wish I was the fucking audience for that. Man. I would totally do that. That's a selling point right there.
Yeah, let's say they're like, okay, our Pornhub subscription is like, whatever, $10 or $15 a month. You can buy the Oculus Rift for $100 a month, and you keep it after 2 years, as long as you pay us your subscription fee. Like, I don't, that's crazy, but not that crazy, I don't think.
Exclusive Oculus only.
Can you imagine, like, alright, let's say you got caught jerking off wearing the Oculus Rift, and you just turn to your mom or dad, pants down, porn on the screen.
High risk, high reward, son.
Night Soldier said it'd be content. Exclusive content.
True that.
What about you, Rich? You got a pretty beefy computer. You just upgraded all your peripherals and everything gaming related. Mm-hmm. What about you? What price would it be? What would compel you to get one? Or would you get one just to try it out?
That's not Pornhub.
$350?
Spankwire.
I think I'd get it. Yeah, I'd get it.
For $350?
Yeah, it's a good price.
You out of your fucking mind, dude.
It's a good price.
I mean, think about what you're getting. It's a completely new platform.
Yeah.
It's $350.
Okay, people were like, iPhone $550, $600, you must be crazy. Now they're getting the 6 Plus for $750, man.
It's like a monitor. It's like a monitor. You're buying another monitor. Except it goes over your face.
Can you do other shit with the Oculus Rift, like watch movies and stuff? Because that might actually be cool if it looks nice, like, at least.
I don't know. Probably, right? I mean, that's probably one of the next steps they'll do. Because, I mean, Facebook bought them. I don't think they'd just want games only.
Straight up.
Candy Crush, Oculus Rift.
I'm with Richard. I think I would buy it. I think $350 would be a price that I'd be like, that's a lot. But if people were like, critics and stuff were like, this is tight. I think $350 is probably my upper limit. And I think that's probably where maybe $300. Mm-hmm. I'd probably wait at least till Christmas time and see what's cool or what's hot on it. But I think I'd want to try it out.
I think where it would really shine is horror games, though.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen people playing horror games?
That takes it to another level.
I
hate horror games, but that seems amazing for that.
I'd buy an Oculus Rift and still not play them.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, it's scary in my Steam library. These screenshots are awful.
I'll just watch someone else do it.
I like the idea.
I think it's a great idea. I think it would be hella scary. Mm-hmm. I think racing games would be really tight if you had a VR headset and you had the steering wheel and you look to your left, you can see the cars on your left, you look to your right, like, mm-hmm. That'd be pretty tight. I think that would be my killer app.
Dirt,
but of course,
Dirt
that
Rally, so you know, crash more.
I need a $200 wheel with a $350 headset. Like, God, that's $600 right there. Whoa. Just for that stuff. And hopefully it works smoothly.
Yeah. Do you have a wheel? Do any of you guys have a wheel?
No. I do.
Sorry, getting off topic. Completely changes
for the PS2.
Completely changes the driving experience. So much better.
You have one?
I played one of my roommates back in the day, but yeah, so much fun.
Back in 2003.
I kind of want one, but it's kind of hard to like mount. I used to have one that had force feedback, and you'd mount it to the desk, but it has resistance, so you have to turn the wheel hard, and I'd freaking rip it off off the desk.
You know, I never really wanted a wheel just because I didn't feel like dealing with clamping to my desk, and when I'm done playing, I put it away. I didn't want to do that.
But it is really fun. Yeah. It is really cool.
Or FPS with Oculus Rift?
Yeah. I think Halo would be a cool game for me. I'd play that role.
You know, the videos I've seen Oculus Rift, people have been wearing it, and they have to put on headphones too. That's a lot of weight on your head, man.
You probably wear earbuds.
Oh, that could work too, I guess.
But that's probably. Also extra space.
Maybe.
I heard it's heavy. I heard it's pretty heavy, yeah.
All I know is, if I'm on that Pornhub, I'm going to be wearing the headphones. And the Oculus Rift. So just imagine it. Imagine, like, you could be the interviewer guy in backroom casting couch.
So have you ever acted before?
So that's Gina's killer content. We've named our killer content. How about Blizzard's killer content? What could they do? Or what would they do? Would they do anything? Would they touch it?
None of their games would like work with it. I guess like
right? Yeah.
Overwatch.
I guess.
Wait,
Overwatch.
Is that a third? Oh, it's a third person. Never mind.
Third person.
Overwatch is third person. I always thought it was a first person game.
Mm-mm. That's first person. I don't know, Richard. You played it.
Yeah. Do you remember if the gun was like this?
It was like.
Wow, you have to fucking look this up.
It's been a while, right?
That's Blizzard's fault for not giving us enough news, damn it. Oh,
it's first person.
Oh, that was about to say. Oculus Rift, there you go.
Yeah, so that worked. It's pretty high, fast pace, though.
Are you going to throw up?
Yeah, you might. No, you really might. You imagine playing the Tracer where you rewind time? No,
I
don't know about that.
Do you look around with your face, or do you look around with the mouse still? Like, that's weird.
I would imagine you look around with your face.
Yeah, get it. How do you do a 180? Like double twist to the right or
you're
something?
Such at a disadvantage for those players.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it would work with a.
I think
imagine if you had to turn, you just hold your neck out like this until you turn.
Mm-hmm. It would work with games like Far Cry or Crysis, single player games. You know, have your time, take your time to.
Well, maybe WoW. That'd be the closest thing I think. Even that would be a stretch. That'd be freaking difficult, too.
First person, well, have you ever tried that? That's the worst.
Yes.
It's stupid.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't foresee anything involving Blizzard with this. I don't know what they could do.
I don't know. I don't even think you could just take games made right now and just make them first person like that with Oculus. You'd have to make games specifically designed for Oculus Rift.
That's true, and that's the chicken and the egg problem that I think Oculus Rift is gonna have as it starts off.
Mm-hmm. So you guys hear a Heroes of the Storm World Championship?
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, BlizzCon. So we're all going, right?
I'm sure they'll have a lot of high production values.
You know,
we all gotta go.
I don't know. I have that weekend to work. I don't have any more vacation time either.
What? What?
Yeah, man. Yeah, boat trip, wedding thing, whatever it's called.
Wedding thing? Anniversary?
Not anniversary, the honeymoon. Yeah,
I don't think I can go to BlizzCon. Unfortunately, damn it. Because I was counting all my vacation days, I can't. So late. It was 2 days, right?
2 days.
Oh. I think I have 2 days left. Might be able to. I don't know. I have to just figure it out.
Say it's for work.
Anyways, back to topic at hand. Hearthstone World Championship. How do you think have they announced how they're gonna do it? Like, how are you gonna qualify?
Oh, these teams Heroes? You mean Heroes?
Yeah.
They're gonna do a qualifiers in each country. I think Korea gets one team, America gets two teams, Europe gets two teams, China gets two teams, something like that. But they're gonna have their own qualifying tournaments, between May and June, so we can probably expect those to be casted on Twitch. And, yeah, hopefully we'll get some competitive teams coming out. Get some good games going.
That's some stiff-ass competition, dude.
Yeah.
Only one team from Korea?
It's pretty funny they only give them one team, because we all saw what happened in StarCraft. StarCraft scene.
I don't know. Koreans aren't always the best at everything. Like, they're not that great in Dota. That's what I know.
That's like saying Europeans aren't the best at every sport. I mean, they're not. Can you name a NASCAR racer that's black?
Okay.
But for the most part, they're athletic. They're dominant. For the most part, they're dominant. That's how it is with the Koreans.
But
they're always a threat.
Yeah, they have the APM. APM helps with every game. It helps with anything with computers. Yeah. If you have high PM, APM, you're going to do great in an office job.
Shit, I am dropping
out. Alt-tab.
Yeah.
I bet you're just going to get the D-League LoL players from Korea. They're going to make a team. And I bet they're going to be really good.
Well, I'm excited to watch the qualifiers.
I'm excited too. What I like about international world play is like you see styles from Chinese players, European players, American players.
It's always that is usually super cool different.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that will be exciting.
Yeah. I just really hope America's really good at this, because competitive games, like, America has been not very good lately.
I think all we got
is, like, Super Smash Brothers right now. We have the best player in that.
Hey, man. Some people are really into Smash. Don't you guys have that big Smash tournament in Vegas?
Oh, it's at Evo.
It's just a fighting game tournament, and there happens to be Smash there. Oh. It is not.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
So they get their own corner, but all the Smash players are like, yeah, it's our tournament.
Oh, they do get main stage the finals of Evo all the time. So
at 10 a.m. when no one's there.
It's like Steve Aoki on main stage.
Yeah.
Steven, I don't know. You might have actually met the best Smash player. He was at Kelvin's house one time.
Really?
For Tanisha's birthday.
What
the
hell?
A long time ago. A really long time ago. Like, he was called Mango. He was there.
No, I didn't know that.
I met a star? Oh my god.
Shit, I didn't even get his autograph. I should have banged my GameCube controller. What the fuck?
Shit, dude. He fucking looks hella nerdy.
Do you smell like mangoes?
Not for the. I'm jealous. I wish I was a pro at something. Even I was pro at StarCraft 2, that's like a dead game.
Don't worry, Hots. It's our calling. It's coming. June 2nd. You heard it here.
Alright, speaking of you heard it here. You heard this episode here, now it's time to wrap up. Yeah. Sign off. We're going to say our goodbyes. You can find us on iTunes at Worst Off Radio. Tune in every 7 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Western time Mondays.
Pacific time.
It's like 7 o'clock plus or minus 20 minutes.
Tweet at me at SteveNguyen22, Richard's at Aegis3425, Gino's at GeneDLC, and Alvin's AlvinZors. Do you guys have any shout-outs or anything you want to mention?
Nope.
Keep it linear, people.
Alright, keep it linear. Play the music.
Alright.